Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's like we've forgotten who we are at home. Explorers, pioneers, not caretakers. Well, we used to look up in the sky and wonder at our place in the stars. Now we just look down and worry about our place in the dirt.
There is a green light on the other side of this red light that we're in right now. And I believe that green light is going to be built upon the values that we can enact right now. Values of fairness, kindness, accountability, resilience, respect, courage. If we practice those things right now, when we get out of this, this time might be the one time that brings us all together and unifies us like we have not been in a long time.
I've got 3 things to my account that I need each day. One of them is something to look up to, another is something to look forward to, and another is someone to chase. There's a real benefit to being hungry, interested, curious, and having an insatiable appetite for that. Not just in the literal sense, physically, but mentally and spiritually.
I'm not one for participation trophies. I am for equal opportunity, and if you have the opportunity to be confident in something, you can study and work on something, and you live and breathe it, you fully commit to it. Well, now let's see. Who wins the race? Who wins the game? Who is the best? Who gets your trophy?
I'm pretty self-confident with how good I can be, but I didn't do my best work, and I still don't think I've done my best work. Until I push myself further than even I think I can. It's amazing how easy the mind can go up and down. So I guess what I'm saying is, again, ask yourself, why are you playing the game? And in there, you're going to find the answer of why you play it, whether you win or whether you lose.
Persistence, sometimes I face things where I'm like, no, I have to just, this is about endurance. I have to keep working harder, and I will get to the other side of this. Keep on
the track, outlast it, out-endure it, be more resilient to win and get to what I want.
This is a very frustrating time. At the same time, there's a real opportunity here, time for each one of us individually to take some inventory on ourselves and ask ourselves, what are we doing? What are we doing? Individually, take this time to write. Take this time to get to know yourself better. Take this time to get to know your loved ones better. Take this time to take inventory with the courses you're taking, the direction you want to take in life. Use this time wisely. It is a forced winter that has been thrown upon all of us. Let's take the inventory that one does during the winter time.
Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim.
You know, when it's time to come out of this, and that time will come, let's be ready to come roaring out of the gate and lead like we can. To follow leaders like we know we should. Let's make this time count. Again, let's get out of this. Look back at this red light we're in right now as a green light.
The days feel longer. But the beautiful thing, an asset of a time like this, is we've had so many of our options taken away from us. There's freedom in that.
My hero, that's who I chase. Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, who's your hero? And I said, I don't know, I got to think about that. Give me a couple of weeks. I come back 2 weeks later, this person comes up and says, who's your hero? I said, I thought about it. You know who it is? I said, it's me in 10 years. So I turned 25 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, so are you a hero? And I was like, not even close. No. She said, why? I said, because my hero is me at 35.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero's always 10 years away. I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing.
It's all a science when we look back. Sometimes it's a science tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, on our deathbed. And sometimes it's a science after we're gone to martyrdom and our grandkids figure it out. Somewhere you look back and go, oh, now I know what that was about. Now I know why that was an asset. But it's always, you know, going to be that in some form in the future, some way. And that's another bit of solace in going, kind of goes back to this too shall pass. But not only this too shall pass, this hardship you're going through right now, one day you will look back on it and go, oh, that's what I got out of it. That's why I went through that. That helped make me into who I am, this asset that I am today.
An honest man's pillow is his peace of mind. And when you lay down on that pillow at night, no matter who's in your bed, we all sleep alone. Unbelievable is the stupidest word in the dictionary. Should never come out of our mouths. Think about it. To say, oh, wow, what an unbelievable play. It was an unbelievable book, an unbelievable film, an unbelievable act of courage. Really? It may be spectacular, it may be phenomenal, most excellent or outstanding, but unbelievable? Give others and yourself more credit. It just happened. You witnessed it. You just did it. Believe it.
I know... If and when I'm better at my job than someone else, I know one thing that no one does not do. No one out prepares me. No one prepares more than I do.
We try our best, we don't always do our best. Now, architecture is a verb as well. And since we are the architects of our own lives, Let's study the habits, the practices, the routines that we have that lead to and feed our success. Just because you can, it's not a good enough reason to do something. Be discerning. Choose it because you want it. Do it because you want to.
And I think we could all use a little bit more of this in today's society. I'd be embarrassed if I didn't do and didn't try and work as hard as I can. And I wish more people were embarrassed by not doing their best at something.
So to any of us, whatever those things are, whatever it is we look up to, whatever it is we look forward to, and whoever it is we're chasing, to that I say amen. To that I say all right, all right, all right.
I change. What's going on with me? Why can't I be like the others around me who work hard, who are dedicated? And here I am. I spent my whole evening procrastinating and not doing anything I was supposed to do. And it really stresses me out because my dreams are so big, so wild, that I'm dreaming about them constantly. I see so many other people living those dreams, but I keep holding myself back. I see other people living those dreams, and then I just think to myself, that should be me. That should be me. I'm so stuck, and I've been here for so long. If you can relate to what I've just said, I myself used to spend so much time wishing and thinking about, why am I not further ahead? Wondering, why am I not getting the same results that all of these other people are getting? Why am I running so hard but not getting the same results? Only moving at snail speed in comparison to these other successes that I see. Have you ever wondered or asked yourself, when's it going to be my time, my moment, to shine and get the credit that I truly deserve? What are they doing that I'm not? Now here's the thing, there's going to be hard, tough days with difficult choices ahead. You may battle the same demons in your mind or even your life many times. Different level, same devil. But this comparison game that you're playing, it has to stop. If you want to compare yourself to anything or to anyone, you know what I'm about to say. Compare yourself to where you are and where you were. Your past self measured against your current self. What's the difference? Life isn't about finding yourself, especially when measured against the filtered feeds of other people far off in the distance. Your life is exactly that, your life. A journey of continually and honestly pursuing your best self. Act based on that future form of you that you wish to realize and form before you. Build those daily disciplines to develop your own fulfillment based on your agenda, not anyone else's. Stop comparing your seeds to someone else's fruits. Because after all, every seed is different, and every environment and the soil it's planted upon is different. You still have time, but my friend, you have got to stop looking at the outside and start looking, working, developing on the inside. So I tell you, look not ahead, but within, at your inner compass, at your inner guide. And where does it guide you? What resources do you have available to you? What skills do you have, and what skills do you need? Whose support can you genuinely call upon? And what's the easiest step that you can take from where you are to the dream of where you would like to be? What is that first step? Everyone talks so much these days about vision. To be successful, you need to have a vision. To find your path, you need to have a vision. To build your dreams, you need to have a vision. But what about foresight? The mental faculty to predict what will transpire or be needed in your future. Can you predict it? Can you commit to it? and say no to the demands of others in favor of your own designed agenda for yourself, your own foresight. The ability to see a vision so clear, you develop exactly that foresight, seeing things before anyone else around you. The particular faculty of vision that will only become clear to you when you open the pathways to your own heart, instead of incessantly flicking away at a feed on your phone. When, in the words of Carl Jung, you look inside to awaken, not outside to dream. Your journey, your map, your guide. Isn't that what so much of our self-absorbed society seeks? Foresight to find our way. But the problem is we compare what we feel internally with what we see externally. Distractions are just a convenient one click or tap away. So just focus for now then on taking one small step. Even if it's not perfect, you don't need to be. You just need to put in the work. Let us commit then to the work that starts today but isn't rewarded today. To the lifelong recommitment that change has begun and will continue to move in motion. Your success in life is not based on any external measure, but rather an internal feeling of your own, an internal agenda of your own. And the first place to fix your gaze is on your foresight, and not your results being a 10 out of 10, but your effort, your diligence, your commitment being a 10 out of 10. So take a deep breath. Take it one step, one day at a time. Stop comparing yourself to others. And above all else, I'm right here cheering for you.
If you want to do something extraordinary, you have one job. Leave your fellow humans in awe.
You probably don't think of your life in this manner, but I now invite you to think of your life in this manner. Your entire life has been nothing but an attempt to exert control over some part of your internal or external environment. You do not have control, you never had control, you never will have control. You only have the illusion of control.
The thing that I find most interesting and the thing that I think a lot about is, who are we sort of at our core? What are we? Are we changeable? Are we malleable? The whole nature versus nurture thing has really come to define my life. It doesn't matter who you are today. It certainly doesn't matter how you were born. The only thing that matters is who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there.
Legacy is planting seeds in a garden that you'll never see. The capacity to strengthen and increase your hunger is the one common denominator amongst the most successful people. You know, Richard Branson's a good friend of mine, and Peter Guber, Steve Wynn, all these guys, they've never lost their hunger. Most people are hungry to achieve a certain amount, make a certain amount of money, and then they get comfortable and relax, or to get a certain level of fitness, and then they relax. Hunger is the ultimate driver, because if you're hungry, you can get the strategy, you can get the answer. If you can't model it, you can find it.
I would lay in bed for up to 4 hours a day, every single day, because I couldn't motivate myself to get out of bed. I didn't have a job, and the only thing that would get me out of bed, 15 years before I'm capable of building a billion-dollar company, the only thing that got me out of bed was shame, because I had one failed misunderstanding. I believed that my talent and intelligence were fixed traits. Because what's happening in the mind seems invisible. We can't see it. We don't understand what's happening. And so, as shame was the only thing that would drag me out of bed, I didn't understand that the same thing I believed to be true of my body was true of my mind. What you build your self-esteem around matters.
So what I want you to realize is thoughts are invisible waves. When you turn on TV, it takes invisible waves, and depending on the channel, you're going to see a love story or an adventure or a drama or a comedy. So what I've tried to do in this Airy Beautiful State is simple. You start to feel the stress, you see it as thoughts going by, and then you focus on something to appreciate, enjoy, or love. Appreciation, love, and joy destroy suffering. You can't be grateful and angry simultaneously. It's possible. You can't be worried and fearful and grateful simultaneously. So I tell people gratitude is one of the emotions to cultivate that'll destroy the suffering.
Stop trying to control your life. You can't do it. Think instead in terms of controlling the experience of your life. A lot of the time in your life, you have the ability to decide what you are going to experience. Mental chatter is an internal monologue that you have going on in your head all the time. It begins right up when you get up in the morning, is with you throughout the day. Mental chatter has always been a part of your life. Most of the time, we try to ignore it, we suppress it, we work around it, we try to live our life as best we can in spite of our mental chatter. That is a huge mistake. And the reason it's a huge mistake is because we build our lives with our mental chatter. We create the world that we live in with our mental chatter. We all think we live in a real world, but we don't. We live in a construct. We live in the matrix.
And whether you realize it or not, each and every one of you has something that sits at the core of how you feel about yourself. And from that, your identity, your sense of self-worth, your self-esteem, it is all built around that thing. Now, when you think about my job as a parent, as an entrepreneur, as an athlete, as a speaker, as a whatever you want to be, you've got to get so good at that thing that when people see you do it, you make them experience the most potent human emotion, and that is awe. To get that good is a terrifying journey of self-discovery and confronting who you really are. Because you cannot make change until you acknowledge where you're actually at.
The most important decision of your life is deciding whether you're truly committed to being happy no matter what. Because life is gonna throw all kinds of curveballs at all of us. There's the one thing that's in common in this lifetime is extreme stress. But it's just true. Someone you're going to care about is going to die. Someone's going to take advantage financially if you're not careful. You're going to find yourself in a position the government might change the rules and you can't do what you're doing before. Some may call, like I've gotten a call saying you got a tumor in your brain. Those days alter you. So the greatest gift you could give yourself, besides making this life about love and making this life about giving, because to give you have to keep growing, is, I believe, to make that decision and say life is too short to suffer.
We are all very good at shooting second arrows at ourselves. How many times have you laid yourself low? How many times have you berated yourself for taking some damn fool action in retrospect? How many times have you compared yourself unfavorably with someone else? We don't just shoot second arrows, we shoot third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh arrows at ourselves. The important thing for you to note is the second arrow is always delivered by means of mental chatter. What you don't recognize is the stuff that you believe, which you have not subjected to the same scrutiny, is equally false. And that too will crumple. So the question to ask yourself is this true or false, right or wrong, good or bad? The question to ask yourself is, does this model work for me in my life now? Better than what I am currently using.
You get to build yourself in any direction you want, in any way, to become anything you want. There will be an extraordinary price to pay, but you can go in any direction. Now, I don't think that we're born blank slates, but we are so close to that. To worry about where your limits are is to miss how much you can improve. So focus on how much you can improve. There's an amazing quote by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the author of the Gulag Archipelago. And what he said was, the line between good and evil runs through every human heart. The most important decision any human being has to make is whether they live in a friendly or a hostile universe. Decision. The most important decision anyone has to make, because neither of those two states is empirically true, but either will immediately appear true once you decide to believe it.
That the secret to life is to get outside yourself and find the way to add value to others. There's nothing that's more fulfilling than doing something beyond yourself. I think one of the things that makes me proud to be a human being is human beings will do more for others that they care about than they'll ever do for themselves. And when you tap into that, you have more energy than anybody else. You have more joy. You have more excitement because, as I always say, life supports whatever supports life. Motive matters. The idea of being obsessed with learning, growing, and adding value to me is the most important thing in life because, you know, the only way we're happy is by making progress. You know, we grow and we feel alive. We give and we feel 10 times more alive. But you got to grow to have something to give.
Brick by brick, day after day, I transformed myself. It was not an uncovering of something that was real and already there. It was simply acknowledging I am a hopelessly average human, but humans are the ultimate adaptation machine. So I can change, I can become whatever I want. And I just became single-mindedly focused on how much I could grow. And now that I was getting value and self-esteem out of growing, instead of out of being, everything in my life changed. Because if you want to do something extraordinary, you have one job. Leave your fellow humans in awe.
If you're somebody that's had big goals and you always talk about doing things, I'm going to lose the weight, I'm going to follow through, I'm going to make it happen, and you say it over and over again, but you can tell there's a part of you that doesn't trust yourself, here's what I want you to do. Start small. Start really small and repair that relationship with yourself. If there's negative thinking, positive thinking, and then there's accurate thinking. And when you hear those things, negative thinking, positive thinking, accurate thinking, you would think that positive thinking would be the way to be. But the important question to ask is, what actually happened? So most of us are triggered from our past, or we have something that happened to us and the emotions get involved and, you know, this ruined me and this is the worst thing, but we have to ask ourselves, what actually happened? Somebody said something that I didn't 100% agree with. Something didn't go the way that I thought it would. I had big expectations. And so we really need to be clear and be accurate. And if you don't know what the ultimate success formula is, what's really going on? You know, what's actually happening here? You know, what's going on? And then the second step is to have a vision. So most people have a vision for what they want, but first step is see it for how it actually is. Second step is see it how you want it. And the third step is make it how you want it. Now, and it comes to accurate thinking. It's really important when we write down goals. It's really important when we get, even in our own personal journal, it's really important not to write down these huge things like I'm going to make $1 billion and all of that. Some people can write that down. Most people cannot. Most people cannot manifest what they want because when they say something that they're going to do, imagine that you have these two selves. You have your inner self, like your subconscious, and then you have your external self. And so you've got these two selves. If your conscious mind is always making these big promises internally and you don't follow through internally, it's like this part of you starts to say, you know what, they always say that, and you begin to not trust yourself. And so always seek to be accurate in your thinking. It's not good to go over. It's not good to go under, to hit under your goals. It's great to be accurate. And when you can get in the habit of having these projections in your business, these projections in your life, eventually you build so much trust with yourself, what you say becomes law in the universe. And when, like, your unconscious mind connects with those words that you say, it's like, man, he's gonna actually do it. there's so much trust, the same part of your mind that makes your heart beat 100,000 times a day, you don't even think about it. Your conscious mind says it, and then you just do it. But if you always say that you're going to do it, and you never follow through, that part of you that connects with the infinite, your subconscious mind, your antenna, the broadcast, the frequency, the energy that you put out to the world, it's going to become weaker and weaker and weaker. And so if you're somebody that's had big goals and you always talk about doing things, I'm going to lose the weight, I'm going to follow through, I'm going to make it happen, and you say it over and over again, but you can tell there's a part of you that doesn't trust yourself, here's what I want you to do. Start small. Start really small and repair that relationship with yourself. And now there's this part of me that sees, I say I'm going to do something and then I do it. And I begin to repair that relationship with myself. Confidence comes from putting yourself on the line, from one, being consistent. That's how you build confidence. If you have confidence in, you know, this chair is not going to fall apart. If I sit on this chair and 5 times out of 10, I fall on the ground, I have very little confidence in that chair. But if 1,000% of the time that I sit on this chair, I know there's no such thing as 1,000%, but if I sit on this chair every time, I don't even think about it, I'm confident that it's going to support me. And so when we put ourselves on the line, we've got to start small. And I've had so many times in my own life that I broke promises to myself. I broke my own heart. I didn't have a good rapport or a good relationship with myself because I was constantly lying to myself about what I wanted, you know, why I wanted it, what it took to get it. And then when it didn't happen, I got mad at other people and mad at myself. But really, it was just because I wasn't honest with myself. And so you might have to repair that relationship with yourself. And whether it's in journaling or meditation or just having a good relationship with anybody requires you to, one, spend time with them, and two, to keep your word. So as you write down your goals and your view, your weeks and your months and everything that you want, you know, it's great to think 10X and it's great to be a big thinker, but first let's see it how it is. Let's be accurate. And there's lead indicators and there's lag indicators. Don't get them mixed up. There's consistent things that we need to do every day. You know, you lay this brick as perfectly as a brick can be laid, and pretty soon you will have a wall. You can use that wall to build more walls and higher walls and extra floors, and then you can build a castle in the sky, anything that you want.
Everybody thinks they can have the perfect decision. There is no perfect decision. There's just life.
Who am I? What do I desire? What do I know?
The reason you have memory isn't to remember the past. The reason you have memory is to not do the same stupid things again in the future. That's fundamentally the reason. And so you remember some things and you don't remember other things. And your memory has a shape, and these stories fit into that shape. And so at minimum, the stories have evolved to adapt to your memory. Now, I would say since your memory has evolved to adapt to the world, that implies that the stories have evolved to adapt to the world.
Ultimately, what we're trying to do is get to a place of stillness and clarity and focus so we can be 100% locked in whatever we're doing. That's what this is all about. And sometimes you're flashing forward. Sometimes you're looking to history for perspective. Sometimes you're emptying your mind entirely. Every situation's got different handles, and you grab onto the right one at the right time.
What you believe will dictate your thoughts on a moment-by-moment basis. So if you believe that, you know, money's hard to make, as a simple example, you're not going to have ideas or thoughts around money that would be lending to making it easily, right? So what you believe dictates what you think, and they're always aligned, right? Your beliefs dictate your thoughts, dictate your emotions, dictate your actions, which produce your results. And your results, when you look at them, then just reinforce the original belief. And so we're caught in that construct, right? But the linchpin is the belief system. So the question is, how do I actually change what I believe? If my beliefs really do dictate my destiny, right, which is, I'm not the only person suggesting that, then the question becomes, how do I change my beliefs? And in that is an inherent challenge, because by definition, beliefs are that which are true.
What does being a victim get you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So if you're getting nothing from one direction, why not turn around and go to the other direction? I mean, to me, it's really common sense, but you have to break down that, and you have to give people this understanding that it's okay to have had something happen to you. Like, you're not a bad person because of that. And it sounds crazy, unless somebody's watching this who's gone through something, you know the guilt you feel and the things that you carry that you haven't told anyone because you're ashamed or all these things. That's okay. But continuing to allow it to affect you, that's on you. That's not on the abuser. That's not on the situation. That's on you. It's a choice you have to make of, I am no longer going to let this happen.
The world that we exist in is really a world that is happening cognitively in our minds based on beliefs, rituals, culture, social indoctrination, and what our mom and our dad and our media and our priest and our teachers and our preachers tell us to be, do, and think. That's the culture scape. But we don't see that because, like a fish swimming in water, we don't realize that the rules in which we live life are not necessarily true for everyone else. They're only true for us because of our conditioning. Now, the problem with this culture scape is that many people believe it's real, and thus they become a victim of the culture scape. The things that happen to them, a breakup, a business failure, being hospitalized, severely influence them. The world happens to them.
See, great stories are the representations of patterns of adaptive behavior. The fact that a great story is true at multiple levels of analysis simultaneously. And truly great stories can be interpreted at multiple levels of analysis simultaneously. That's actually what gives them depth. So when you say a story is deep, well, here's a meaning. Oh, look, here's another. Oh, look, here's another one. And then the meanings often exist in parallel with one another. And great stories, and the really archetypal stories are like that. The story of Moses, for example, that's an archetypal story. The idea that people escape from tyranny, go through a crisis, spend time wandering in the desert, are moving towards a better place. It's like, that's the story of life.
How we look at the world is, the world is objective, but how we look at it determines what we're going to be able to do to it. Epictetus says, it's not things that upset us, it's our opinions about things, right? And so realizing like, oh, okay, the world is objective. My opinion is what determines everything. And by opinion, he means judgments, right? The other, he says, it's not things that upset us, it's our judgment about things. So it's really maybe judgment's a better word than perspective.
I would either be in a powerful state of being, states like joy, curiosity, excitement, calm, peace, passion, or I would be in a primal state of being, boredom, anger, frustration, some form of fear. I'm always in one of those two states, and I'm never in two states at one time. Now, those map beautifully to the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system, right? So in any moment, we're either in fight or flight, or we're in rest and relaxation. Through my journey, what I realized was the only cause of that switch to be flipped was my own thinking, the meaning that I was giving the experience. The experience itself wasn't dictating whether I was in a primal state or a powerful state, whether I was in sympathetic fight or flight or parasympathetic rest and restoration or relaxation. It was the meaning I was giving the experience. And so that meant that all of my personal suffering was within my own control. I needed to start controlling the meaning I was giving the experiences of life.
Life can happen to you, or life can happen from you. And at this world, at this level, life is emerging from you. You are creating the world as you want to see it. You don't like the university system, you create Mind Valley U. You don't like the way mobile phones work, you create the iPhone. Now, it doesn't have to be something as big as that. It could be the way you hack your education. It could be the way you start your business. It could be the way you told your parents that you were not going to blindly follow their fundamentalist religious ideas, even though they had been part of your family for 300 years. You create your own rules. And this is when this great awakening starts happening.
And I'm gonna use this for everybody. Everybody's so crippled by decisions, but you never know how the other thing worked out. Let me give you an example. Let's say you don't go to college and you start this business and you were 100% right and it's huge and you're doing so great. What I'm saying is you're not gonna know. So choose, live, and then if it works out, great. And if it doesn't, adjust.
The simplicity of just knowing that you're not alone is really not simple. It's massive, because in those dark moments, you are alone. Like, for the most part, you are physically alone. And so then it's not that hard to take it from a physical to a mental state of, I'm the only one being molested. I'm the only one being beaten. I'm the only one with alcoholic parents. I'm the only one with a mom and dad who hate each other. I'm the only one that lives in a really wealthy community, but everyone's lying to each other. Like, you, it's really simple for that to happen. But the reality is you're not. And when you're not alone, you have community. What does community give you? Safety, right? It all comes back to like being safe. And if I feel safe, then I have power. And then I can do something and control and all these different elements.
The world as you see it is an artifact of a previously held point of view. Your eyes are always looking at the past. Everything we see in this room, in as we get out of this room, as we go home, as we survive in the world, as we go to our jobs, it's looking at artifacts of the past. And at this level, the level of awakening, you come to see that. And so you're constantly thinking about how can you create a new world that suits how you want to live life. And so you know that thing about how thoughts create reality? At this point, it's true. And, you know, it's not the mumbo-jumbo version of your mind creating reality. Not that that's not real. Here, your thoughts are actually creating reality because you are questioning the cognitive plane. You are questioning the rules and the assumptions and the cultures and the beliefs that we hold on to so tightly, thinking they are real. Many of these have hit their expiration date, but people still leave it in their fridge like sour milk. Now, what you're doing is opening the refrigerator door, looking at what rules, what beliefs have hit that expiration date, and discarding it. And then creating your own stuff to put in that refrigerator.
Believe that life is working in infinitely intelligent ways for our greatest growth, our greatest prosperity, our greatest evolution, that at any moment, it's a moment of perfection, right? That it is supposed to happen. And so in that we can live with acceptance, we can live with surrender. We may not actually see it in the moment how it's working for us, but we can choose to trust that it is if we want to.
Of understanding that you're in control, you control your destiny, you can create what you want to create. You have gifts that nobody else on the planet has. You have talent, you have everything. Everything you need to become whatever you want is right here. And I don't care what the limitations are, physical, mental, spiritual, I don't care. Everything is there for you.
Go forth, be a visionary. Don't take no for an answer. Question the rules and live life on your terms as you make a dent in the culturescape and create new things, things that truly give you joy, that you're truly excited about, that make the world better for all of us in unity.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.